they were proposing, which I said was not the right thing to do, was to pay a big fine, a big fee, and hire somebody to tell us how to raise money. And I said, based on my experience, that was a huge waste of money. Mm-hmm. And it turned out to be. I said, let me write a simple letter, a page or a page and a half, and send it to friends in the Foreign Service, which we did, and we got 80%.
We did, I remember that.
And so we saved thousands of dollars.
Absolutely.
And my experience with these kind of, consultants, is they don't know anywhere near as much about our people who are going to give than we do.
Right.
And the second thing, which was, I had a long talk in the first meeting, I was a board meeting, described what I had seen in other organizations and how, a little bit more work, perhaps, to write ourselves. But gosh, incredible.
These are the stories we want to hear.
Yeah.
They
are. Nobody disagreed.
Nobody.
And
they
said, particularly if you're willing to do the work.
We really liked that part.
And I said, sure. So we did it, and we lived happily ever after. We worked over the letter very carefully, not to seem demanding, not to seem whining or anything, but to show it in a positive way as a real way that you who can help where it's a real need.
When did you first realize that the foundation was really beginning to take hold and really started making a difference? At what point do you?
Well, I think the first things was the negative side. Seeing people, each of us had experiences, and particularly at that time there was a lot of talk, and maybe it's still there, of Foreign Service wives who were abandoned, divorced, and then the women had spent as much time as the men in a Foreign Service life and so forth, and then stranded. And some stories like that, we were already beginning in the early times to see the onset of Alzheimer's and dementia much earlier than we thought. So it was just one of the things. We said, let's do something. It's easy as that. I don't remember there were any particular reasons why anybody thought we shouldn't do it.